Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Marcus Jarvis. I'm an immigration attorney in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And I'm here to do a broadcast today on the recent presidential elections. A lot of people are scared. They're fearful of getting deported, whether those individuals or their loved ones. People are crying. People cannot eat. People cannot sleep. So hopefully this message would help to alleviate some of those fears. As I've always stated that before an individual gets deported, that person has to be accorded due process of law. And due process of law means that you have to get notice of the hearing. You have to know when you have to go to court. So you'll be placed before an immigration judge. And the judge will make a determination whether you're a citizen or national of the United States. If the judge determines that you're a citizen or you have lawful status in the USA, if you have an attorney, the attorney can file a motion canceling your removal. If the judge determines that you're not a citizen or national of the United States, the hearing goes on, and before the judge, you'll answer the charges, you'll answer the factual allegation, you concede or deny the charges, and then the judge is going to want to know what forms of relief you are seeking before the judge. Keep in mind that the judge has a lot of discretion to grant immigration benefits. Now would be a time to seek the help of a competent immigration attorney to help you with all of your immigration matters. As I've stated before, that before an immigration judge, many relief are available. A judge can give you a green card, for example, if an individual is in the USA 10 years or more, that person is before the immigration judge, immigration court. That person has a qualifying relative. A qualifying relative in this context means the person has a spouse, a parent, or a child who is a U.S. citizen or green card holder. The person has no crimes that's going to make the person inadmissible to the United States. Obviously, you have to be before the immigration judge, and you can demonstrate that if you were to be removed from the United States, it would create a hardship on your qualifying relative, as stated before, a spouse, child, or parent who is a U.S. citizen or green card holder. The judge has the ability to grant you a green card. Some people may seek asylum at USCIS. If they get placed in removal, they can also seek asylum through an immigration judge. Another form of relief is called TPS, temporary protected status. You may from a country that the United States government has designated TPS, and you may be able to file a request before an immigration judge. It's a landmark case. It's called Lopez Aldana, citation 25INDEC, BIA, came out in 2009. I did that case, and the holding in that case basically says that if you're from a country designated TPS and you're placed in removal proceeding, that you may seek relief, TPS relief, via the immigration court. And the court has original jurisdiction over your case. Jurisdiction is just the power to grant a benefit, to hear your case, to make a determination. A lot of times the judge prefers that USCIS would make a decision on the case, and then the judge in turn would give a de novo review. De novo review simply means that the judge would make his or her own determination as to the facts and the law to see if you can be granted the benefit. People, you are not alone. Seek the help of an immigration attorney, a competent one who knows the law and is willing to go bat for you. Don't get bogged down. Getting bogged down won't help you. You got to be educated on the issues and see how you can stay. That's the way you fight back. As I said, you know, if you have crimes that make you inadmissible, you might be able to seek what's called, and you had a green card, you might be able to seek what's called EOIR 42A. Sometimes you might be a spouse to an individual who is a U.S. citizen or green card holder or resident, and you may suffer some abuse, and there's something called the Violence Against Women Act petition, which is VAWA, that you might be able to seek before an immigration judge. Also, you might apply it at USCIS, United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, and then you might be fortunate, the judge can grant you a green card. There are two approaches when you do a VAWA. If you have been in the USA 3 years or more and you apply for a VAWA, the judge can give you what's called cancellation of removal and form EOIR 42B. Also, if USCIS denies your VAWA and you're before an immigration judge, the judge can do a de novo review as it relates to the decision at USCIS. So all is not lost. Again, I can't overemphasize that you should really seek out the help of a competent immigration attorney to help you with these matters. Also, some of you might become citizens, and when you become a citizen, you might be able to file for other relatives, something you need to keep in mind. Seek the help of an attorney. Tell the truth, you know, be upfront, tell the attorney everything, and the attorney will use a lot of creativity to help you. This is Marcus Jarvis. I am the sole partner in the law firm of Marcus Jarvis Law Limited. We are located in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, and we serve clients locally in Minnesota, nationally throughout the United States, and internationally. We work with a lot of consulates, United States consulates around the world, to bring people to the United States, whether it's on a K-1 visa, where individuals in the USA find love, they travel abroad, meet the intending spouse, they come back and file a petition for them. There's something also called a K-3 visa. You can come as a student, which is a K-1 visa, M-1 visa. You know, there are lots of other programs to help you come to the USA. So we work with various consulates, you name it, and we have worked with them. So give us a call. Marcus is also an author, public speaker, a coach for attorneys in particular, young attorneys who want to learn the ropes quickly and don't have to hit their head like I did for approximately 15 years, and an immigration, criminal, and business attorney. Our phone number is 763-425-5447. Visit us at m-j-law-limited. Also, check out our book website at a-tbooks.com. Thanks for listening. Hopefully, we can hear from you. We give the first 15 minutes also free consultation, so don't be afraid to call us. It could be over the phone, or you could send us an email, and we'll be happy to assist you. Thanks for listening. We have listed a broadcast.
I was looking to see if I see it on Facebook, but I don't see it.
Mm-hmm. It's,
you know, when they show that people live, it's not even showing that you're live.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's just a recording. Anyway, the thing is here, And something's telling me to lock this computer down because you never know if it's live.
Yes,